Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Yo, what up? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amal Hawkins. Appreciate you taking time out today to listen to and view, not just listen to. I'm so used to just recording it straight to the mixer that I keep forgetting I'm doing more live video. So appreciate you for tapping in. Facebook users can't see it yet. I got to change the profile. For some reason, it always starts off with sharing with just myself. Then I got to switch it over to the public. So bear with me. That's why you usually see me not just, you know, do the countdown as soon as I jump in, because I be editing the audience on Facebook. Now it's live on Facebook. So here we go. So welcome everybody to the Ball Hawk Show podcast, man. On this Tuesday, January 2nd. We got to talk about these college football playoff semifinal games. If you're tuning in on YouTube, I'm putting the link in the chat, and it's also in the description on YouTube. If you are on Twitter, just let me know in the comments section if you want to join, and then I'll put it in the actual tweet that shares this stream on Twitter. If you want to share your thoughts on both games, Alabama versus Michigan, and then Texas versus Washington. I didn't stay up all night for the Washington game. I'm not going to lie. So y'all got to help me, you know, complete that analysis for that game. But I watched the entire Michigan versus Alabama game. My wife is a huge Michigan fan. So we was locked in for that game. Enjoyed that game. Shout out to the committee, man. Shout out to the committee, because both games were very entertaining. Both games went down to the wire. It was box office. You know, it just is what it is. It was nice. Want no blowouts. I know that's what y'all was looking for. No blowouts, right? So y'all going to say the committee got it right. Both down to the last possession. Both in the red zone. Both fan bases like, what the hell was that? Hey, look. And I ain't getting into the better team didn't win. And I ain't in that, bruh. We ain't doing that. The team that won last night going to the national championship, and that is Michigan versus Washington. Woo, woo. You know they don't want Jim Harbaugh to win this ring, man. Because we're going to talk about that if Jim Harbaugh and Michigan win. Because right now they're calling Michigan the Buffalo Bills of college football. They can't win the big game. They could do a lot of winning because, you know, they put up the stat. I think they got the most wins in college football history, I believe, but they ain't got no championships. Do Michigan got championships? Y'all let me know. They don't got no championships, right? I'm talking about like national championships. I ain't talking about conference. Y'all let me know, man. Educate me on what they do and don't. Let me minimize this box a little bit. But yeah, man, let me send the back signal out to the usual suspects to see if they're available. They may not be available. But I wanted to say, so Michigan, Alabama, the game almost started out with the interception. The defensive back actually had his heel on the out-of-bounds line and then made the interception. So it was, you know, illegal touching because he didn't reestablish himself. So that interception on the very first play of the game did not count. But they still got a stop. And then Alabama got a three and out. Young freshman muffed the punt. They recover two or three plays later. Nice run play. Touchdown. It was like, how will Michigan respond? Michigan marches straight down the field. Straight down the field. Old school methodical way of just moving the football. It was nice to see, man. It was nice to see. But yeah, man, my bad. I was reading something. But, you know, my thoughts on the game is that Alabama, so Michigan essentially made Alabama one-dimensional. Anytime Alabama tried to pass the football, like Michigan had five sacks in the first half by five different people. Anytime they dropped back, it was like, uh-oh, here they come. Oh, here they come. And then the quarterback for Alabama, number four, who Bill O'Brien was saying he wasn't a quarterback. Young buddy got a cannon. He got a cannon of an arm, but it's a radio ball. You just you hear it, but you just don't see it. Like, you don't know where it's at. He got a cannon. Like, we know he could throw down the field. But, like, timing routes and things of that nature, I think, you know, Michigan understood that we're going to make you pass the football, but if you pass the football, you better be accurate in these little short windows that demonstrate that you could, first of all, we ain't going to let you climb the pocket. We're going to make you, it's like that boxer. We're going to make you fight off your back foot. You, Deontay Wilder, can you fight going backwards? And that's how they treated Jalen Milroe. Like, they would never let him step up in the pocket. It would. You know, a lot of times when you face a mobile quarterback, so you want to collapse the pocket and not let them out. Where their thing was, if you get out, you got to retreat some. And in the process of retreating, we're going to hunt you down. And that's what they were doing. And it was a very good defensive game plan. You know, kudos to Michigan's defensive backs as well. You know, winning in matchups, not allowing guys to get a lot of separation. And then that defensive front was getting home. Boy, was they hunting. They was hunting. Now, don't get me wrong. Anytime Alabama ran the football, they was running it. Like, when they just said, yo, we're going to establish the line of scrimmage and we're going to run, it looked good. I ain't going to lie. But a lot of times, they just kept trying to, well, let's be balanced. Let's keep them, you know, let's keep them guessing. Nah. In my opinion, hindsight is 20/20. In my opinion, well, damn, Alabama did run the ball 43 times, so I can't say they should have ran the ball more. I mean, statistically, they ran the ball 43 times Alabama did. Averaged 4 yards a rush. Threw the ball 23. So, I mean, it just seemed like they could have ran even more. I was telling my wife, I was like, man, anytime Alabama throw the ball, that's a plus for Michigan. Anytime they drop back to pass, I was like, that's a plus for Michigan. Now, if it's RPO, get Jalen on the edges, I was like, uh-oh. You know, that's better for Alabama. But anytime he was staying in the pocket, they, you know, like a clear drop back, I was like, plus for Michigan. But damn, I didn't realize they ran the ball 43 times. Jesus Louise. Total offense, 288 yards for Alabama. Yeah, that was like one of the worst Alabama offenses I've seen, I think, in the Saban regime. Because even with Jalen Hurts, Jalen was hell to pay when he ran. That lets y'all know, man, just because you athletic, like people just think an athletic quarterback is stupid. Athletic quarterbacks are actually pretty smart. They got good vision. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't just back there being an athlete. Like, you like, finding gaps, finding lanes, that vision, like, you just ain't out there like a barbarian, like, bruh, I'm gonna just run straight, bruh. Like, people be really thinking football players are stupid. Like, they get, like, laziness as far as wanting to learn education versus, oh, they just a dumb job. No, they ain't dumb. Just them jokers don't want to do that. They want to do this. Because I done seen a lot of, quote, nerds can't understand football concepts at all. They be smart as hell. They be Doogie Howsers out here. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Smart as hell. Geniuses. Ask them boys to run in goddamn cover two, cover three. Mesh concept, sale concept. A who? A what? What's that? Run a dagger. Combo. No. I like the piece of combos. I want the pretzel shells. But yeah, this was probably the worst offense. And look. I mean, everybody was praising Milroe before this, you know, for what he did versus Auburn, and then they beat Georgia. Yeah, we came, 16 for 23, 116. That's very pedestrian, but that's a credit to Michigan. Michigan in that front. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you, 5 sacks in the first half. How many sacks they have total? Crap. I just lost it. But yeah, I'm gonna pull you up in the green room and say, hold on, give me a minute. They had 6, so they had 1 in the second half. And then they only allowed 1 sack, Michigan did. Michigan defense play phenomenal football, bro. I know many folks want to say what they're going to say about the Saban teams. And, you know, I feel like you discredit Michigan by saying Alabama offense ain't this, ain't that. Michigan was hunting them fools. Hunting them. And then anytime Michigan needed to play offensively, hold on, what's that? There you go. Anytime Michigan needed to play offensively, they utilized that good old mesh concept. You want to play man to man? All right, let's send guys and from different spots on the field, take them in the same area. Let's see if they pass it off. Can they communicate? That's high low. Very good. Now, one thing I was pissed off about Michigan, one time y'all had a good groove in and you put your backup quarterback in. And then you had another good groove and you tried to flea flicker. Like, it was almost like I thought a script was involved with the game. But, you know.
Thought that shit.
Go ahead.
Thought that too. I thought it was a script. From the very play, bro.
Yeah, they just was throwing stuff in there and I just didn't understand it. But, credit to Michigan, man. You got shut out, I believe. You got shut out in the third quarter. No. Yeah, you got both teams were shut out in the third quarter, but Alabama dominated that third quarter. Like, Michigan got nothing done. I think they had 1 first down that third quarter. But other than that, They got nothing. And Alabama got into the red zone right before the start of the fourth quarter. They scored. They're up by, what was it, 10? What was they up by?
Looking at it right now, if I'm reading it correct, Michigan only got 16 yards in the third quarter.
Yep. That's what, yep. They got dominated that third quarter. Put that link in the chat. The link in the description, Mike, you can't see it? Does it not work? Hold on. Let me switch over to Facebook right quick.
I got the link off Facebook.
Yeah, it's in the description. I'm gonna put it in the chat. Just hopefully it don't echo, because I know when I click on it. Oh no, nah, it ain't gonna make me click. Hey, check the comments, Mike. It's right there.
The hard place you're gonna put that place is Instagram, putting that link up in there.
Yeah, Instagram, I ain't go live on that today. That's a little different. Like, you gotta stream from two different stream on StreamYard, and then put the stream key in, and then so, and it's hard for me to like track who looking and who sharing comments and stuff. So yeah, I ain't been on Instagram live since the first time. But yeah, it was a good game, man. Somebody asked me, do I feel like Saban was outcoached? I want to say, for the most part, they were a step ahead of him. They really were. And again, players not executing can make it seem like the coach was outcoached too. I understand that. And I guess Nick Saban's pedigree won't allow me to say he was outcoached, but the damn coordinators got outcoached. How about that?
I'm going to say that. It seemed like to me that Michigan players was more physical.
Yeah, talk about that. Because remember, Michigan supposed to have been scared now. They're supposed to have been scared.
I mean, Alabama got the majority of the game, they was putting that D-line back. And their wasn't getting pushed. So,
That's real. What up, Mike?
Can you hear me? I'm in my car. I just left.
Yeah,
I was actually happy with Michigan's game plan on offense, and I was happy with their game plan on defense. The guy I was explaining to a guy, I said, "Dude, I said Jalen Milroe's worst attribute is his accuracy."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "So everyone kept saying why Michigan won't get up in their face and bump and run." I said, "That's giving him a way to just throw the ball deep and let the receiver go get it." Mm-hmm. I said, "That's helping him out." I said, "I'm good. I'm glad they played off of him and they went zone a lot, because it was like, all right, find the hole and get the ball to the receiver." So show me that you can make one, two, or three reads before you release the ball. And he couldn't do that. But then when he was scrambling, it helped them out, because they had their faces to the quarterback. So when he actually went off to scramble, they could come up and make the tackle. The times that they went man and he killed them on the scramble because they had their back to him while he was running downfield.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was actually cool with it, man. I think Jim Harbaugh learned this. Go ahead.
Finish your thought.
No, I think Jim Harbaugh learned his lesson over the years coming to play the Southern teams. Because, Jim Harbaugh was coming out like he was playing them other big 10 schools and realized, like, wait, I gotta win the trenches when I go down here to these Southern teams. Because you can have athlete for athlete, but if you're getting bullied on the line of scrimmage, it doesn't matter. I think he actually played Alabama's game plan against Alabama. I think, like Seth said, more physical. Yeah, I think they were way more physical, especially on the offensive line.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that. It does speak to that, because, like you said, come to game planning, because they picked the right spots to go zone. They picked the right spots to come downhill and challenge them. And like I said, kudos to the guys up front for having educated pass rushes, of not allowing him to climb the pocket and immediately get to the second level. The one time he did, they weren't man, and he had that big run. And you remember the one time on third down, he had a big run. He slid right before the first down.
Yeah. Slid.
And after that play, he didn't slide anymore. They got on him. I mean, he wanted a smart football play, but it's like, yo, you are a running quarterback. Like, you put your head down. It's almost like they told him, don't do that again.
And dude, when you made that comment about the last play of the game, I agree with you on that. If that snap had been a regular snap where it would have came directly up to his midsection area, how most snaps are taught to go to quarterbacks, I think he would have scored. But by it coming low, and he already had two snaps in a row earlier in the game that ended up rolling past his ankle. I said, when you make a quarterback take his eyes off of where he's trying to go, find the ball, and then pick his head back up. I was like, yeah. I said, he just knows I need to get in the end zone. He running straight ahead. He ain't trying to read no blocks, no nothing. He's like, I'm trying to power my way in the end zone. So when people were trying to blame him, I said, dude, the snap threw him off. You can't blame him.
Nah, that's real. What up, Zo?
What's up, man?
How you doing, bro?
All right, let's hear this bullshit take. I'm just disappointed because Alabama tried to out-fancy themselves. You're not a flag football team. They tried to play flag football with Michigan and got burnt. Alabama could have.
Kevin, that wasn't your first cut. That wasn't your first comment that you put on Facebook when the game first came on. You said, Alabama was about to bully these.
What did I post?
You said Alabama was about to bully these boys. That's exactly what you said.
No, I said Alabama runs the ball.
Yeah, he said that. And Alabama ran the ball right after that. Well, here's the thing, Kev, before you came in, because I agree with you, but looking at it, they ran the ball 43 times.
Thank you. Thank you. They did run the ball. They couldn't get no production.
No, they ran the ball, bro. I mean, Michigan has bowled up. In the past, Michigan has been weak at the point of attack. Michigan has shown hard and stood in there. But it's like a heavyweight fight. If you're dedicated to running the ball, Michigan, they would have folded. They would have folded.
Kevin, they ran.
No, Kevin, they ran.
Kevin, they
is not dedicated.
Yeah, they ran 20 more plays on the ground.
It's a style of run, though, bro. It's the style of run.
What?
What do you mean, style of run?
Okay.
Yeah, tell me the style of run.
Me and Hawk, we both agree to disagree the evolution of football, right? Mm-hmm. Alabama's evolving with the rest of the offenses, the shotgun, the reading option, this and that. This ain't. I understand it's not the Derrick Henry type offense where you just hand it off to the back, he get them damn yards.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I expected Alabama to do, but they're not that team.
But again, but here's the thing. I don't want to get lost in saying what Alabama didn't do and not recognizing that Michigan actually, like, said they were physical up front, bro. They really were. Michigan may not have been physical, but that team last night, they were just as physical as Bama was.
You got to at least admit that, Kev.
Yeah. I give it to him. I mean, I just think they
it's
got
so two backhanded.
He hates that shit, boy.
Hey, dude, yes. These dudes ran 68 plays. Of these 68 plays, 40 something were runs. They didn't run the ball.
Let me say this real quick.
66, my bad. 66 and 43 was run play.
You got a running quarterback that has no pocket awareness. To his blind side. He's standing back there like he goddamn Tom Brady and got ear hole three times. I said, man, if you don't hand the goddamn ball off.
Hold on. Time out, Czar. It's a pass play. How is he just going to hand the ball off?
No, I'm saying.
He wanted him to run the draw.
No, what I'm saying is stop with all the cute shit and run the fucking ball. That's your identity.
Bro, but that's how they got in third and longs. They were trying to run the ball. Like I will say this. The third quarter, they did what Kev said, right? They exclusively ran the football. And it was 0-0 that quarter.
And they put points up, didn't they?
No, not that quarter. It was 0-0 that quarter.
Okay.
So they went on the verge. They were on the verge of scoring. So let's say at the end of the third, the end of the fourth, they got a touchdown. Because other than that, they only got 3 points. Like, that's what I'm saying. And I'm going to get Stephon here. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to give Michigan their respect of, bro, they surprised everybody because we all lived in the past of what previous Michigan teams looked like. And Mike said it. in years past, Harbaugh's team, you could beat them in the trenches. Because we talked about this when we were saying Liberty versus Oregon. The first thing I said was Liberty going to learn the trenches is good. You know, Liberty's a good team.
No business out there.
They got a dynamic quarterback. They got dynamic skill guys. But them trenches ain't seen shit until they lined up in front of Oregon. And they did. Hold on. They came out. They got that first punch in the mouth. They scored. And everybody was happy. And it's like battle rap. He still got a rap. Yeah, you had a good first round. He still got a rap. And we saw what happened once Oregon started rapping. Bro, that shit went the same.
This transport portal and this eligibility got to end, bro.
Yo, that's the difference between the biggest schools and the small schools, though.
Linebacker for Michigan. Come on, man.
Say it again.
Olugawanda, transport Florida State. Come on, man. What we doing?
Hey, but Kev, last night you was watching Lamar Jackson, won't you?
Who you talking about?
Jalen Milroe.
That's Lamar Jackson right there. That's how you
pigeonhole Lamar. How that kid look, that's how you see Lamar, even Lamar when he's not doing it.
See, I knew it.
That's how Lamar looks, man.
Oh, man.
He won't.
Your fan, look.
Hey, Sad helped you walk right into that.
Hey, for your fan base, a.k.a. the Peanut Gallery, be coming at me with some of the stuff that they say,
it's accurate and it's warranted.
No, it's not.
It's not out of left field, bro.
I'm trying to get an MVP to him because what?
Because like any other quarterback of the best team that's doing well.
Hey, Zara. Who deserves the MVP in your eyes?
Between Brock Purdy, Lamar, and CMC.
Brock Purdy just threw 5 interceptions in 1 game, man.
I don't give a damn. Look what he did last week. What did he do this weekend?
Man, give me that go somewhere, man.
Hey, chew your peanuts, bro. Chew your peanuts nice and slow, Mike.
What else, Sean?
Make sure they salted.
Instead of the MVP conversation, I had an interesting debate on offensive rookie of the year.
What you nibbling on, too? Go ahead, say, keep on my bad.
Who you think should get offensive rookie of the year, Puka or CJ Stroud?
Stroud.
Puka.
Puka.
Stroud.
Come on, we got the come on, man. No.
That's a good question.
But usually goes to quarterback. So CJ been injured, so it's almost like that's now it's teetering the
pool. Yeah. Who's gonna get the defense defensive rookie of the year?
The way I see it, the rookie coach, rookie quarterback. It's going to be the best story in the league.
Yep.
That's going to be the best story in the league.
Yep.
So hey, Ben said it might be co rookie of the year. They might do the co.
Nah, they ain't going to do co.
No, CJ been hurt. CJ was out, 2 or 3 games or something like that?
What CJ means to the Texans is a lot, bro.
No, what's going to happen? If the Texans make the playoffs, CJ is a lock for that.
And the Rams going to be
Rams might beat Dallas in the second round, tell you the truth. I mean, the first round, I'm sorry.
Rams, I don't know, man.
Nah, man, the offense is clicking now, bro. I'll probably say second round.
Yeah, them Rams are dangerous.
And long they real dangerous. Speaking
of which,
running back is no joke either.
Hold on, before we get ahead of ourselves, we got to finish the college football on this first segment. The last play of the game, did you like it? Did you not?
Why in the hell did they take 15 minutes to call that damn play?
Well, they called – so Michigan called the first timeout. Then they called the second timeout that they saw what Michigan was in. So Michigan wanted to see their formation, called timeout. Then they came back out. Alabama wanted to see their defensive front. Then they called timeout. And then you get the quarterback power.
All right, man, this is what we're going to do. It's the last play of the game. Just run right in the middle and let them fuck you up. That's what he did, bro. As a fan and as an observer on TV, you're going to run right in the goddamn middle. I said, Zar, right here, boy.
Zar, real talk, that's what your quarterback should have did in the Super Bowl.
Okay, so listen. That was a good question. Because that same play during the game is where Milroe got all of his rushing yards off of the same exact play. Remember the one where he almost scored?
Yeah, so they did it twice. They did it.
And I think
they did it one time. They had trips to the boundary. Michigan went with the motion, that same action, but they went. They had trips to the 50, I'm sorry, and then they ran to the boundary. That was that. It was that play. And then the second time they ran it, he ran it in the A gap where he almost scored at the end of the third quarter. Yep. So he ran it early in the fourth quarter.
Not once did anybody say that was a bad play on those two plays, right?
Because it's
a bad snap, all of a sudden that was a dumb play call.
No, you went to the well too many times, bro. That's it.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kev gonna say that was a bad play because
you
don't
like
quarterbacks running.
Hey, Kev, looking at the Florida game, right, from Alabama offensively, like looking at the things that were successful versus Michigan, what would you have called if you was the offensive coordinator?
I would have called some kind of RPO play because if you look at it, the way the position of the corner was playing on the play, even though he probably, you know, his body language was run. The inside slant was open all day.
Hold on. All right. Kev, hold on. I ain't going to let you get away with this. First of all, you said you run a slant with a guy you refer to as Lamar Jackson who can't throw.
That was a Lamar type pass right there. Just throw it to the inside.
Hey, man, how come you couldn't let me get him? I was listening.
My bad.
Throw it to the inside.
Because you know, the first thing I was going to hit him with,
your laugh, Mike.
I was going to hit him with, yo, how you going to run an RPO when you don't like your quarterbacks running the ball?
It don't matter, bro. The thing about it is, Michigan, let me tell you, Michigan is in the top 50 as far as graduation rates, right?
Man, what that got to do with on the field?
There's some smart people in Michigan. You don't think Michigan was planning for that shit? You got to outsmart them, bro.
Damn. It don't matter what they think.
No, bro, you got smart people from Michigan, bro.
Hey, yo, let me ask you something, Czar. A lot of successful football teams, you know what they're going to do, correct?
Yeah.
And what do you have to do?
You're going to stop it.
Right. Stop it.
All this scouting we're doing today in this sport since we played, by the time you play somebody, you know 90% of their tendencies. But you still got to stop. It's just like somebody, Sean played basketball. You know, hey, man, watch the pump fake. And that motherfucker pump fake, and guess what they still do? Jump.
Bow. Yeah. But still, bro, like, sometimes you just outsmart yourself, bro.
You got to execute.
Sure.
Nah, bro. Michigan was ready for it. They got outsmarted,
I agree with the
same play.
So,
but if I lift up to the quarterback, if he runs that play, he runs that play. But I would have had a read option pass in there somewhere. So if the quarterback don't think he can make it, throw that bitch.
Hold on, Czar. So
read option pass.
What you're saying? So here's the thing about that play: where a lot of people got to slow down, right? When you look at that play from the sideline view and then the end zone view. The one thing that really messed that play up from the jump is the snap. So, because schematically, they are doing what you said. They have the back going out the backfield for a swing route, and they running shield with the receivers. They're yep. blocking the two corners. So if it's a clean snap, he's going to check to see if zero is going to come up the field or if he's going to bow out towards the back.
Yep.
But uh-huh. since the ball went low, he instantly panicked. Like, I got to get vertical okay. now. Because we all know if the ball touched the ground, you got to get vertical. Kickoff return, yeah. pump return. Mm-hmm. You muff it, what you do? Get vertical right now. And you see, because people are always saying, right? I told folks, 77's pulling. You know it's a QB power. They go into the C gap. They want the nickel or the edge guy to come up the field because he's going to be held by the threat of the swing pass.
Yeah.
So, and that same kid that people said was zero with a tackle, Jalen, that's the same kid that got put on skates when number two scored in the first rush. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the body language mm-hmm. of the receiver? I think it was X out there onto the right.
The right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want Jalen throwing a jump ball.
But there was a that's what I'm saying, bro. The corner was playing outside.
What does that mean?
The slant was there, bro. The Russell
what
Wilson.
Safety? Hold on.
You just said that's Lamar Jackson.
What it don't matter, bro. The play was there.
Zar, where's it?
As a coach, I'm still adding that option.
Zar, where's the safety?
I don't even know what the safety was. All that exactly. room over there, bro.
Was it an overhang?
What?
Was it an overhang safety over there?
No, they was man up, bro. They was goal line man up.
All right. So he was right solo. So, again, do we want a quarterback that's known for his arm strength and not his arm accuracy to throw a timer out with the game on the line?
Bruh.
Don't bruh me. Just answer.
That's the difference, bro. That's the difference between, like, can you process enough? Like I said, you give a quarterback.
No. But we are agreeance with you. He's limited. Okay. We're agreeing with you.
But I'm still putting it on him. Hey, son, why? We're running this play, quarterback power, read option. So if something goes wrong, where you take your first step, you're not feeling it, that receiver is still running a slant.
This is how I know you didn't listen to that thing I said. I told you it was quarterback power action, but it was a bad snap. It was an RPO.
But the body language of the receiver told me different.
Oh, my stars. What are you talking about? The body
language. Bro, the receiver to the right. His body. Hey, you a skilled guy. Mike, you play corner. Ahmad, you play corner. I play defensive line. I know the tendencies of my opponent. If this guy is coming off lazy, it's a pass. If he's coming off like a damn rogue, it's a run. Just like a receiver. If his body language is coming out lazy like lasagna, Nine times out of ten, he's stock blocking.
What does it have to do with the play? Because he's away from
the play. If you look at the play, Ahmad, okay.
I got him on
the phone.
Pull the clip up.
Look at the right-hand side of the screen.
Watching the clip right now.
Look at the right-hand side of the screen. Look at his body language.
Look
at the right side of the screen, but the play went to the
right side receiver, the X or Y, whatever it is.
Let me ask you a question. And I'm going to let Sid chime in because he's waiting.
No, go ahead. That,
I'm going to do Sid.
Can the 7 to 8 guys, just say it's 7 guys in the box. Can the 7 guys in the box see that receiver stance?
No. Only three or four.
No, wait. So did anybody communicate, hey, he got a lazy stance?
No.
So why are we worried about the stance of the wide receiver?
I was saying that was the play call, bro. If I'm Nick Saban, that's the play I'm calling. The whole point is, as a DB, you could tell he was no threat because Zar, the way he
about
the line.
Zar, I'm not disagreeing with you about the DB checking the receiver.
Yep.
I'm asking you, what does his stance have to do with the guys in the box who can't see him?
That don't matter, bro. It's a play call.
What?
It's a play call.
Hey, son,
we got a read option. You got a slant. With all this room, we trust you. Trust your eyes. Trust your arm. If we lose the game, we lose the game. But it's more than enough room over there for him to throw the slant and the receiver, duck inside, touchdown. Okay. Now you look like a genius.
Man, you gotta be the worst offensive coordinator on Madden. I know your stats as an offensive coordinator on Madden is not very good.
Yeah. You're gonna get a nigga fired.
Hold on.
On the game, he gonna get the head coach fired.
Huh? That's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all believe in these Madden offenses, bro.
Rodney said, I'm not sure I would have ran to Michigan with spanking them up front all game long. If you're going to run a QB on that play, maybe QB. Down block, the backside one. Guard pull. Rodney, they actually ran what you're saying. They down block. They pull the guard.
Yes.
The right tackle got his ass whipped. They ran what you're saying. That's what's funny about that. When you watch the end zone copy view that I shared, they ran that. They ran a QB counter. It was a bad snap, and he ran through the right. He ran to the weak side A-gap. He went to the boundary where the right tackle got his ass whipped, and he still almost got in there. But
yes,
if it's a good snap to his chest, I think
he wouldn't have made it, bro. He wouldn't have made it.
Time of the play and niggas.
He wouldn't have made it.
Heart, because you got to. There's a lot that goes on as an athlete.
Yeah.
Especially in a moment like that. So we don't know what the motherfuckers is thinking for real, for real. But there's a lot that goes on at that time and moment, the biggest moment of some of them kids' lives. So that's also a factor that we can't really you can't figure out like what's really going on in those kids' heads.
And my road to
I agree with that. And to speak on what Travis just stated, he said the guard pulled to outside linebacker, but the corner was still free. That corner that triggered, who's responsible, like he's the read. Like he's gonna be free. Like I told somebody yesterday, Jalen versus a DB. I want that matchup all day in the red zone. Unless you a tackling specialist defensive back, I want my running quarterback one-on-one with a DB at the 4-yard line any day of the week, especially if he coming from beside him or behind him. That kid ain't a little dude.
He would have got cut down, bro, short.
How? No, bro, don't get me wrong, number nine. Look, don't get me wrong, number
this
nine.
Nigga the antagonist.
Number nine could have still cut him down. You right.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
But hold on. You ain't saying a lot.
Follow the guard. That's okay. If you follow the guard, you know, the snap was the issue, too. Because the motherfucker was late. He was late following the guard. By the time the guard got through the hole, Zero was waiting on him anyway.
So schematically, it was a good play call. The snap messed up the timing.
Well, yeah, I guess. You can say that.
And Kirk Herbstreit, let me talk to you, my guy. Us naysayers got something to say to you, brother. You were shoulder checking that damn center every time he had a bad snap. You had the audacity to say Jalen's too athletic of a quarterback to not handle those bad snaps. What type of malarkey is that, Kurt Herbstreit?
Yeah,
he is. Not every snap's going to be perfect, bro.
Like I said, Kurt Herbstreit, you try to say, oh, that's partly on Jalen. He's too much of an athlete to not handle those bad snaps. The fact that you say it's a bad snap ain't got nothing to do with the quarterback and his ability to catch it. It's bad. Bad is bad. The fuck?
You know, why you got this light-skinned motherfucker next to me?
Hey. I can't believe that mess, man. Like, Kurt Hurst, you really said that shit twice. Back-to-back bad snaps. Oh, come on. Jalen got to know that was happening in the Auburn game. And he got away with it because the buddy was scooping it up like he was Derek Jeter. But it's like, I'm like, is he a family friend of the center? Does he know the agent of this center? Like, what in the hell? Why is he not pointing out
the obvious? Man,
it's a fucking bad snap. That center is.
All right.
The reason why I'm cussing and you can't cape for him, he been doing the shit all year and we keep trying to deter the people from the truth. Fix your goddamn snap, son. It's like if you was a kicker, you got one job. Snap the fucking ball. And then block. I mean, you got more.
Bro, not every snap is perfect.
Yo, hold on, Czar. He had four bad snaps in a row.
Oh my gosh!
In a row.
Zara watched the highlights.
I better say it was black and say it was the center court.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Sure, ask it.
So I want to read. My phone's about to die. Y'all lucky. So 1989.
Oh shit.
John Elway in the drive versus Cleveland. Sammy Winder or Vance Joseph goes in motion. The ball is hiked. The snap is off. Elway reaches out with one hand. This is baseball background. Reaches out with his pitcher's mitt. Bam, still gets the ball and fires a damn rocket. What's the difference?
So you said Jalen Milroe is now he's John Elway. Now he's John Elway.
Kev, you just nullified your whole argument with that baseball
background. John, I officially hit you again.
The difference is a lot of these offense now, it throws off the time. And if you're if I got to reach over here to get the snap, or I got to reach down to get the snap, that means I have to take my eye off of the end. That means I can't read the end. I can't make my read on time. The mesh point screwed up. Everything is thrown off of the play, bro. Like, that's the difference.
Bam, right in the middle.
You know what that mean, Kev? Excuse my language, Browns fans. But that D line is trash if they let him do all that and still fire a touchdown.
Like I said, if I'm the coach, I would have put the read option pass in there. Ow!
Why?
Okay. Wait. Reese, say what you said again. You said the play is for him to read the defensive end. Kevin keeps saying read option. If I'm looking at the ball on the ground, how am I going to read the defensive end, man? The play is read option.
Hold on. Everybody. Go ahead, Seth.
For you to hate quarterbacks with that run with the ball, you sure do love RPOs and read option plays.
Say it again.
For you to hate running quarterbacks, you love read option and RPOs. Make it make sense.
Now, the one thing I saw you say, Ahmad, that if he followed the guard, he would have been in safe. I don't think he walks in untouched. I think
I never DB, said that. I said okay. He would have been like
that was a chance. There was a chance.
Yeah. I ain't say he's going untouched
because there was no chance.
And I recognize nine was right there too. But I'll take my chances with two DBs, one trailing them also. You know what I'm saying? True. Versus one in there where that watch was at after 60 whatever. Got his ass whipped the way he did. Good God.
Yeah, y'all got the same hoodie on?
Like this.
Same hoodie?
I wear the same color as him, but the same hoodie, probably not.
Nah. I just went and grabbed the hoodie. It got cold. That's all.
Yeah, it's
definitely. Ahmad, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
All right. It's about the opt-out thing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
When you was at UVA, y'all went to bowl games, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did you get from your bowl games personally? From playing in the bowl game?
Some gifts.
Nothing. But a hat and a t-shirt.
Hold on, Stephon. Man, some things you can't speak on, bro. Some things you just gotta shut the fuck up, bro. I don't talk about how to frisk and goddamn flashlight some goddamn body right now.
I don't got a flashlight.
My bad. No. You do.
I'm strapped. I ain't got a flashlight.
Hold on. Before you get defensive, I mean flashlight to identify them. Not if it come down to it. We know you got a gun.
We don't. I don't have no flashlight. Sorry, buddy.
So you gonna point the gun at the dog?
I'm just letting you know I'm not a flashlight cop. Just letting you know. That's below my pay grade.
Hold on.
I protect the people who have the flashlight.
Every movie I see with Denzel, he got the flashlight sideways like this underneath the gun. Right. And he like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's
why you're trying to find out I'm a flashlight cop though.
I did not. Because a flashlight cop. So here's the thing, Stephon. Flashlight cop not gonna have a Kevlar on. And a flashlight cop not gonna have a mask.
Flashlight cop
got a butt like a damn button-up and an embroidery badge. You won't got that, brother.
Carl Winslow. Who said that?
No, I said flashlight cop.
Yeah, you defensive today, bro. You did it?
My dad was a cop.
Hey, Reese, I don't like you. Your license bro can't talk to me right now. Don't talk to me.
I can't talk to you. Why can't I talk to you?
He better arrest
you. Okay, Ahmad, the reason why I asked you that question.
Let me finish. Let me finish, Mike. So the thing is, we would get like TVs. You will get some clothing apparel, not a damn t-shirt, but you get.
Yeah.
Today we got like a Gore-Tex suit when them joints is out, stuff like that. You get money, especially if you drove, because you got the option of if it was like drivable.
Like $200 or so?
Hell no. Watch them out. within 10 hours, you can get the gas mileage. So if you roll with somebody, you got paid like you was driving. So if you carpool, all of y'all got the drive money each, not together. So it was like money and gifts. Make a long story short. Go ahead.
Where was your bowl game at?
All right. We had a bowl game in Florida. Peach Bowl was in Atlanta. And then a Wahoo Bowl was in Honolulu.
You go to Honolulu.
All right, so my question for asking you that, I was explaining it to a guy. I said, hey, man, you know what could end these opt-outs? I said, so for instance, I said, you get teams that get $4 to $5 million just to go to a bowl game, right?
Yeah.
To show up and play. The money goes to the school.
Yep.
I said, why not take a percentage of that money that's going to the school and actually give it to the players, to give them incentive to play in the bowl game. Hey, you play in the bowl game, you're going to get paid this. Also, not only that, I said, why don't they, when you know you got guys that are considered high draft picks, you know, that everybody wants to see play and don't want to see. I said, why don't they just give them insurance policies that insure them like, hey, based on your draft predictions or whatever, this is what a person in your spot would make. We're going to give you an insurance policy in case something happens to you. You get this money. I said, that would clear up all the opt-outs. I said, that's why they're opting out, because they stand to lose more than what they gain to actually play in the game.
So, funny, Mike, you said the insurance, because Robert T. Green, shout out to him. Well, the players rep, he came on the show New Year's Eve, and he talked about the insurance policies and how even though team schools take those insurance policy out, how it still doesn't supplement the money they actually lose if they were a first round guy. So I'm glad you talked about that, because majority of the time insurance policies, I think you benefit them if you don't. I don't know if you never play or if you never kind of return a form. I forgot the stipulation. So I'm not a specialist in that, but if the players rep was on here, he could speak to that. But as far as like the bowl money that the school receives, I know they would use that for the non-big two sports, like track,
crawl.
Like they put that in that pot. So that's why it'll be hard to say, hey, get the players some of that money. Here's the thing about the NIL. Here's the thing about opt-outs. It's something that we're not used to. Anytime it's changed, it's going to be resist. People won't resist to it because you're breaking up the norm. So when it comes to opt-out, these players understand, and again, shout out to the players rep who broke this down. So you are first round pick, second round pick, whatever, right? You played your season, you played this bowl game. You go to the bowl game, you go right to the All-Star game, whether it's a senior bowl or whatever bowl. You're going to usually play in that because you got, you got other pro teams as the coaches. So you're going to take advantage of that. That stage, you go from that to now preparing for the player interviews and the combine. Then you go from the combine to the personal workouts, go from the personal workouts to the draft, and then right to rookie minicamp. Then from rookie minicamp, you got off-season workouts at the facility. Then from that, you got OTAs. Then from that, you got preseason camp. Then from that, you got preseason. Then from that, you got regular season. So these guys opting out that one game or these couple of weeks, you got people that's been through the process educating them, say, hey, this game is not as important as you think it is. Because even if you ball out, it just depends on the machine and your name. Because we know a lot of guys with a lot of great film. They go to the combine. Mm-hmm. and they don't test well. And they drop. Or they don't have a lot of film and they test well and somebody loves a 40-yard dash and they overdraft them. So a lot of times now, these players are being advised, allow the mystery to be an advocate for you. The less they know about you, the more they just got to say, I'm going on my gut. Because they can overanalyze. You got to think, man, from now until, when is the draft? April? They overanalyze you. Bro. It's like playing spades. Study long, study wrong. Man, before I start.
Well, you know what? Let me finish the thought.
For the folks who get mad at players opting out, do they get mad when somebody go to the combine and don't work out? Like, are they mad if they go to the combine and don't test? That's what I want to know from, like, I want to pose that question on Facebook. Like, do you get mad when athletes go to a combine and just do the interview and don't test? Would you be mad at that?
Nah.
I would love to see the responses.
I don't have a problem with the opt-outs.
That shit froze again, didn't it?
I hated that shit. Man, like O.J. Mayo, Derrick Rose, they weren't playing against the niggas that was, you know, late first round, second round draft picks. So I ain't like that shit. But they got their back, you know. Russell Westbrook, none of them niggas fucking worked out. And I was so excited to work out with them motherfuckers, man. And them niggas just was sitting on the sideline looking at me work out by my goddamn self, some other niggas. So, yeah, I think if you're the best nigga, you just always want to compete and win. The ages be in these niggas' ears so crazy. So the competitiveness of the game dwindles, football and basketball, maybe, I don't know, baseball, but it's like, nigga, you come to the meeting of all the great athletes of your time or your age.
There you go. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like you come, like me being hungry and trying to make a name for myself. You know, obviously I did my thing on a national stage in college. So I'm coming to see all these young niggas, and them niggas don't want to work out with me. You know, the age. So I'm like, damn. You know, we all in the room. We got a rookie transition program. We got the combine and all this shit. And these niggas ain't touching the motherfucking basketball. Those niggas just, they already set with the agencies. I mean, the agencies are like kind of like gangs at this point, nigga. If you got a good agent, nigga, you probably good. Mm-hmm. Politics is crazy. You know what I'm saying? But then eventually they weed themselves out because they go to the league and you be like, why this nigga not that good? Like you told me how good he was and he did all this. Well, niggas don't be that good. Niggas don't want to, they get in that foxhole, niggas a rat.
No, that's true. And a lot of guys don't want to be the person that elevates another guy because he busted his ass and he was a top pick too. We gonna keep it 100.
For sure. You know, in basketball, they love to throw that word potential out. Potential, I said, but they don't understand potential goes both ways. Right. Yes, it goes both ways. It can go bad or it can go good. Yep. You're not going to find out until the last minute.
That nigga Russell Westbrook was a power forward in college. I don't know what the fuck these niggas were looking at. I'm telling you, because I know the nigga. He was a guard in high school and a power forward in college. Jordan Farmer was the nigga. Darren Collison was the guards on that team. Kevin Love was the big man. That nigga was playing the four off the bench the whole time. But he played hard as shit. Don't get it fucked up. But it just shows you like where the game is coming, where it's going. You know, he's extremely athletic. He's always going to be extremely athletic. He's very disciplined. But it's like, nigga, that nigga ain't got no game, like no whoop, you know, he ain't got none of that shit, bro. So, but yeah. To take it off topic, the Clippers, ain't nobody beat them niggas if they can stay healthy. At all.
I don't know, man. I don't know, because you know how James...
I'm telling you what I know, because all them niggas play for USA.
Denver, bro.
Hold on. Let's not hold on. We still got to talk about Washington.
Oh yeah, my bad. Texas. I get off topic.
Cause he about to. Ooh wee! He just threw a damn bomb out there. So I didn't see the entire Washington and Texas game. I just saw the first three quarters. What were y'all thoughts on that game? If you saw the whole game, or just the game, the part of the game you did see,
bro. The left.
The last
brother.
Part of the fourth quarter made me piss.
I'm telling you, that QB, he was out there throwing strikes.
It's like Penix.
Penix made every throw you want a quarterback to make.
He was throwing strikes, bro. That's it.
A lot of people heard how I felt about C.J. Stroud coming into this season, that he didn't really make a lot of touch throws. Like, Penix is exactly what I was trying to say in the offseason. He made every big throw you need a guy to make. He dropped the ball in there where the guy could run underneath it. And I'm saying, like, the DB was on his heels. He played it perfectly. It was just a ball that was just placed where only my receiver is going to catch this ball.
Yeah, some that's of them joints were like, yo, this dude is really right here, and they still caught the ball. So it's like, you know, I got to give some credit to their receivers, too, because they brought the ball in, you know what I'm saying? But, like, if he didn't put it in those places, and some of y'all been receivers, like some of y'all, you know, caught footballs out here, it's like, if you don't put it in that spot, it's over with. So I just say shout out to that QB. That was the difference of Washington to me. I did think that Texas kept themselves in the game with their running game. Like they kept themselves around, but this didn't work out in the end.
I will say that corner from Texas, was it number 6? Oh yeah. They didn't do him no favors, boy. They kept leaving him on the island by himself. Oh, my God. I was like, man, he better start tackling him soon as they get off the line and take a pass to the fence.
I think he did that one time. It was like, he just like, forget it, I'll take the P.I.
Yeah, he was on the right side when he did that. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he needed it, man, because I was like, man, they not going to put a safety over here to help this dude. They just basically tell him, hey, man, either sink or swim. It's on you.
The right side defensive end for Washington is that guy. Like, he played a great game. He was not letting anything bounce outside on that right side. But I think it's going to be an interesting matchup against Michigan, because I think Michigan can take the middle.
Is that the one who caused that fumble, the last fumble on the running play when he came in from behind and stripped the ball on the running back?
Yeah, the right end.
That was him.
I think it was number 8. Yeah, I think it was 8 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. That was a good strip, too, by the way. Like, that joint was like, it would almost look last second, but it was like, oh, that joint was out. Like, you know how they had to go to replay, and it was like, looking at the replay, I was like, oh, that joint came out early.
If he puts up a performance like that, Penix will be the number 2 quarterback in this draft. If he does it one more time.
So who you going to put number 1?
Don't say it. Do not say it.
Number 1 is going to be Caleb.
It's Caleb.
Oh, no, man. I think Caleb is like a prima donna. And we've seen Johnny Manziel when he came in the league as a prima donna. We've seen Baker Mayfield come in the league as a prima donna. I'm like, do you want to go down that path that we've already seen? What happens when you go down that path? And do you want to repeat that? And remember when I think Ahmad touched on this one time about him crying. He was crying at one time. I'm like, do you really want to go with this prima donna that's basically, I don't know. I don't like talking bad about black quarterback.
College athletes.
Was Baker really a prima donna?
He was.
Yeah, dude, Baker had so many questionable.
Here's the thing about Baker. So Baker actually played well when he was, like, as soon as he came in, but he had all those commercials. And like I said, you upset the dynamic. Like, when people see you a lot, you know, Farley, like, visually, like, with commercials, like, because this is what confuses me about Lamar. Like, people say, Czar, I'll get mad because you don't see that many commercials of Lamar. But usually, if you don't see a guy a lot, he probably focused on his craft. But then you got a dude like Baker Mayfield, who had a lot of commercials. And lo and behold, man, Cleveland had a good year or two with him. But then that thing with Odell Deddy ain't help him, because he was not throwing to Odell.
It didn't help him.
So I said this last week.
Shit on him too much, but he playing well this year, though. I ain't gonna lie about that.
If they had kept Baker, I feel like they're in the same position they are right now.
I feel like Baker's.
Yeah, who would have kept him?
I feel like
Cleveland.
Baker's humble, like, and I'm saying this with air quotations because people love to throw this word around when somebody struggle. But Baker's humbled, like being demoted, he got humbled. They feel like that's why he's playing better now. So I know somebody gonna push back and be like, this is what allowed him to finally bounce back, because they feel like if he would have never got cut or demoted, he'll still be locked in on one guy and then running. But I did agree with you when you said it, though. I agree with you. I do.
Cleveland's defense is better. That's what makes them better right now.
Right.
Baker would have made it worse.
Well, their defense is somewhat better. I believe
overall their scheme. Defense is a lot
better. It's a lot better.
Overall, their schemes are more in line with each other.
We got to admit, though, that running game ain't the same. And Flacco just been doing some wonderful things.
But he got humbled too. He got humbled.
Well, you know what? I've always said Flacco has a big arm. And remember when he was in Baltimore that year they won the Super Bowl? Never mind, man. I get what you said. Never mind.
But Flacco,
he's good with he was good with the deep ball. Remember when they had, what was the receiver? Caught the deep ball in the Super Bowl.
Number 12.
He had the kickoff return also.
Number 12.
The kid came from Division 2.
You talking about is it Jacob?
You talking about the cat from the crib,
right?
That's him. From the 757?
No, he ain't from the 757. Yeah, Jacob. They ain't do that play for the damn Texans.
No, he's number 12.
Time out.
But why I say that about the deep ball, if you notice, since Joe Flacco is been in Cleveland these last couple games, do you see how they've been going stretching the field with all of a sudden Amari? Like, he's turned back into like that receiver that played for the Cowboys and the Raiders when he first came in the league. I'm like, oh, he still has speed now. We're throwing deep balls.
You're talking about Jacoby Jones.
Beforehand, I don't remember any of them.
That's who it is.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Jacoby,
yeah. So I said, dude, that's the first thing I noticed with Joe Flacco. I said, oh, they're stretching the field now. I said, because if you keep taking repeated attempts deep downfield, that's going to open up your running game, because now they know, hey, we got to protect downfield.
That's opening lanes for their running. Jacoby caught the 56-yard touchdown bomb. But other than that, he was just efficient that game. But I see what you're saying, though.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But I'm talking about for the whole season that year.
The season, okay.
No, bro, they had Rice. They were running the ball, and then Flacco was dipping and dotting. He was just dipping and dotting, and then boom!
Hey, Hawk,
big play.
Hey, Hawk.
What up?
Hey, if Charles Dinkins was still playing, Cleveland would have had a number one seed.
Cleveland would have had the number one seed if Nick Chubb was playing.
Debatable. With Joe Flacco slinging that ball like that,
hey yo,
that will open up the passing game even more.
So Shake can't talk. He had a surgery today. He said Bake is a game manager.
He is a good game manager, though. Let's not have that.
Man, stop taking up on your bum ass Tampa Bay.
Ooh, damn.
Because we play the pussies this week. You need to humble yourself, all right?
Oh, baby.
Who y'all play? Carolina?
Who y'all play? That's a W.
Carolina. It's for the division.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not really hyped about going to the playoffs.
You say you're not excited?
Why not? Y'all can win the first round.
We could, but then what?
Over.
I don't know. At least y'all won the first round.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.